Oh, we have. We usually bring the bottle in.
There, yeah, the bottles. So, hey, hi, we're live.
Guys, I have to go get the bottle of wine.
Oh, God. Heather, we're going to do our intro.
Okay.
I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a...
Jether!
Okay, go get the wine.
I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, Megan's cooking brownies. So, welcome, everyone, to episode fucking 50.
50.
Woo-hoo! So, we have a special guest tonight. We have Erin here.
Hi, guys.
So, Erin's helping us out for episode number 50. We're doing kind of the best friend off, where she has asked Heather and I questions about each other, which we have answered, and now she's going to ask the questions, and we're going to say our own answers and discover if we were correct when we answered about each other. So it should be fun.
Very fun.
Don't turn it off.
The brownie's done.
Oh, yeah, then turn it off.
Yeah, I took them out. I just didn't turn it off.
We don't want to burn the brownies, everyone.
Okay, are they
very
done?
Very important things.
Are they done?
I put it in for half an hour.
Okay, they should be done. Okay. The brownies are done. If anyone wants a brownie, let me know. We'll mail you one. Megan's the brownie queen. She's
Thank you, Megan.
Making a batch like every day. Okay, we got the wine. Is there any left in there?
Very,
very little.
Okay. All right.
I'll take that.
Okay, give it to Erin.
Yay.
That's it. And that bottle's gone.
That's
okay.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stamil.
So we are doing our little best friend off with each other. This evening.
Have we recapped on what we've done this week? We all went to an amazing wine club party on Saturday.
We did.
Saturday.
We haven't talked about the wine club party. We did do a Facebook Live.
Oh, that's right. We did do that.
From the wine party just for a minute. Yeah, we did.
Oh, great. That was fun.
So it was fun. Erin got to come to the wine club party.
Yes.
That was awesome.
We loved that. And super we fun. Just sat and drank not as much wine as we wanted to.
No, the line was so fucking long.
I mean,
there's so many people there in our way. Like, we couldn't get
seriously?
To Karen
and
to
then
get wine.
Why didn't we have our own pourer at our table?
I don't know.
Or like four bottles of wine
kept,
on our
like,
table.
I kept flagging down Austin and flagging down Shelly. And I'm like, I'm out
well,
of wine.
Austin,
I'm out of wine. I'm out of wine.
He couldn't leave his little intro line very often. He only did it once, and that was to serve us.
Just like, I didn't have enough
but
wine.
We do. I do have to say, going with you guys, we really didn't have to wait in line as most people because you guys had the in with these people,
oh,
and they
God,
kept
yes.
coming to our table to pour us wine while everybody else was in line for the first good half of the party.
Erin, that's why we picked the table we picked.
I know that was
did
perfect.
And then
you'd have your husband in line, and then we would just all cut right in front of everybody just to stand next to him right
you
before they were pouring.
How
nobody said anything. That was great.
Thor is.
Yeah.
Did you see me whining to the people?
No.
I was like, Shelly, I'm out of wine.
I just remember chasing her down and like, trying to get her attention.
What? And every time she's like, I don't have any either. I'm out. I'm like, well, Shelly.
I mean, they should have tool belts with like 12 bottles of wine on their belts.
I know.
So they could just keep, like they were all corked already. Just walking around and they just whip it out and then pour your wine for you. It's what I was that's the shit I would pull out if I was like, maybe that's what I'll do when I retire. I'll work like 4 days a week at Stamilt Winery.
Hey, yeah, there you go. But you know what?
Not 4 days a week, 4 days a month.
You'd be giving away all the wine and drinking all the wine. So they'd probably fire you.
They won't fire me. They love me because I'm going to continue my three wine clubs with them if they still have a cent.
Maybe next year I'll volunteer my services at the party to pour, and I will do like a double pour for everybody. That way there's double amount of wine in their wine glass, and
you
then
know,
they don't need us for a while.
Erin, that's a good... Why didn't they just fill the brim?
Right.
Fill the glasses to the brim, and then we wouldn't have come back
Thank
as often.
You. Thank you. I'm like, is this a tasting, or is this... What is this?
I mean...
Know? Fill it up.
Fill that shit up.
It's unlimited wine, so make it so we don't have to come back, because the way we were doing it, we'd get our glass and we could just go back to the end of the line.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, we just made Thor go back to the end of the line.
Yeah. Because by the time you got through the line, you had drank it, so you just kept getting in line. So, awesome. Yeah.
Well, even if they came in the line and filled up your glass, we still stayed in line.
Yeah.
Because I need more wine.
Yeah.
And that's part of the party.
Let's talk about your dance moves you two ladies had with your little choreographed dance. That was badass.
We tried.
Both forgot because we were too drunk.
No, that was great. Drunk. I got a really good still shot. That I was forgot. Fantastic. The still shot Thor came out there.
Amazing. Thor with his Thor damn little robot.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the robot.
Oh, man. He was going.
He was robot.
I mean, it was like a robot jog. It was like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wish you could see us right now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, he has some dance moves.
Yeah,
and he's not afraid to show them off.
Yeah.
But it was a great party.
It was fun.
Beautiful weather. Really fun. We saw some friends that we saw last year that sat with us at our table. Mm-hmm. We met some new friends that didn't know our table was occupied.
Yep. We met some people that were from out of town, and so it was just nice to chat with everybody.
And then we saw. Our old folks that we love so much, not calling them old, but you know, people that we've seen many times, like Rich and Janet.
Yeah.
Basically, AKA Norm.
Yeah.
From Cheers, basically, because he's the same spot.
Rich and Janet. Yep.
Rich and Janet from Arizona.
Coming up to the wine party.
And they were like, they're going to bootleg some wine down there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about that.
Yeah, because they all have good wine in Arizona, supposedly. Oh. If you're from Arizona and you have good wine, let us know so we can let Rich and Janet know where the good wine is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be otherwise, helpful for them. You know.
Otherwise, look up Rich and Janet. You might get some good wine from Washington.
Yeah, they have the good shit. Yeah, so find Rich and Janet if you live in Arizona.
Snag it.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have a super fun game that we're going to play.
And Erin's worked very hard on this game.
Erin has worked very hard. She's our litigator slash
wait, isn't she the MC? Game show host?
She's the
I
host.
Am the game show host tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
wait, what?
Jacoby in one corner and Heather.
That's me.
This is the best friend off. Here we go.
Are you ready for the shit, Kobe?
Annual
are
best
you,
friend off.
Are
We're gonna
you
do
ready?
This every 50 episodes.
You got this shit.
Did we mention this was number 50?
Number 50?
This is number 50. We're
Can
celebrating
you guys
50,
believe
Megan,
that we've
50.
Been...
Patron, 50.
Patron, it is 50.
Look at me, Patron. Okay, so when I do this, I'm going to have Jacoby answer first.
Okay.
So now I'm going to say my answer, for me, right?
I'm going to say for you this time. Before you answered for Heather, but this time you're going to answer for you, and we're going to see if Heather's right.
So we've already been in the secret room, a.k.a. Megan's room.
Yes.
With Erin to give her answers about each other. So now she's going to ask a question. I'm going to say what I would say about myself, and then she'll tell me what Heather said about me and vice versa.
Kobe, I'm going to go ahead and start off with saying I love you. I really am your best friend in the whole wide world, I promise. And some of these questions, it made me realize that we don't ask enough questions about each other. So I'm trying.
After this, we might have to go on a little retreat.
Yes.
And just get to know each other. A little soul searching.
Like not scrapbooking for 15 hours a day. Like we have to be locked in a room with no wine, so stare at each other and talk.
The problem is that we have these deep, meaningful conversations when they're fucking drunk off our asses and then we don't remember anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds legit.
That's pretty
But I'm so drunk about on those times that I can't even remember having those meaningful conversations.
You're like, what did we talk about? What?
Wait, I think you were there, but I don't know.
Wait, so were you?
How I'm going to do this is, so I'm going to ask the question. I'll ask Jacoby first because I have Heather's.
She has
Heather
my
said
answer.
Down first. And then whoever gets the question right, they will get 1 point.
Woo!
The most points at the end of the 20 questions will win a secret prize.
There's a secret prize?
It's being provided next week.
Yes.
Okay.
By Tara, possibly.
Because or I was...
Secret prize.
Secret prize. I was going to bring a bottle of wine, but then Tara and Erin decided that wasn't that fair because I was providing the prize. Yeah. And I was really hoping I'd get to bring the prize home.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that prize anyways. I want a secret surprise from Tara.
I want a secret surprise from Tara.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And here we go.
Okay.
Best friend off. Episode 50. So Jacoby, here we go.
It's all about me, baby.
If you were an animal, which animal would you be?
I would be a cow.
Oh.
That
is correct.
That is
Heather said cow. Okay, so Heather, same question. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A hippo.
Oh.
What?
I love Jacoby hippos. Wrong. so much.
Hippo. You've never ever told me that.
I have told you my favorite animal in the world is a hippo. When you asked me when you went to the zoo with Megan, what my favorite animal at the zoo was, I said hippo. And you said, how about a giraffe?
Animal.
That's what you said. How about a giraffe? Megan remembers it. How about a giraffe? Because there was a wine glass with a giraffe on it. I was like, I like giraffes. They're okay. I like them. But my favorite animal is a hippo. Because they're big, they're intimidating,
and they're ballerinas.
They don't eat other animals, so they're carnivores, but yet they're fucking badass. They kill the most people in the world out of land animals. Did you know that? Hippos are dangerous. I'm fucking dangerous, baby. I know
that they're dangerous.
But I don't harm animals.
That's not your favorite animal.
Yes, it is. You can ask Thor, and you can ask Megan. Heather. My favorite animal is hippo.
Heather won that round. Okay. On the next one, here we go. Question two. Jacoby, three items that Heather would always carry at all times.
Wait, so is Heather supposed to answer? Or am I supposed to answer?
So you're supposed to, I'm sorry. So you're supposed to tell me what three items that Heather carries. Or wait.
Or
No, what you carry. I'm sorry, you. Sorry.
So I say what three items I carry at all times.
And we'll see if I'm right.
Sorry. Yes. What items would you carry at all times?
I would have my cell phone.
Okay.
I would have a wine opener.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Damn it! I'm done.
What else do I have all the time?
Oh, that's a good one too, Megan. Just a gun. Just a gun in the purse. It's not a big deal. Just a gun.
Well, I only carry my gun if I'm out of town. So what's the third item I always carry with me?
Well, I already failed.
Yeah, she already lost.
I already lost. I lost. I only got one out of two so far.
She said phone, wallet, and purse.
Oh.
But that's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Heather, which three items would you carry at all times?
Number one is a chapstick.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Phone.
Okay.
Wallet.
Okay.
What?
So you both got some of the questions right. Heather said that she
would carry
water bottles.
Oh, my water bottle! I want to change my answer to the water bottle because she's right.
Okay, she's right. I was going to say.
I mean, it's literally in, it should be the phone, water bottle, and chapstick. Those would be the three.
Water bottle and wine opener.
Where was the chapstick?
Wine opener is more important than chapstick.
It's not in my world. If I had to pick between wine and chapstick, you know the chapstick's going first.
Okay.
You know that.
You guys know this. Okay, here we go.
But I do want a chance to answer the water bottle.
Jacoby, what is your favorite TV show, series, or short film? Go.
Yeah, I failed hard on that. I failed. You watch too many things.
Or a network. If you want to pick a whole network, whatever.
Yeah, pick a whole network, Kobe.
Fuck.
What's on all the time?
So I only watch stuff on Netflix.
Okay. Okay. So again, TV series. It could be a TV series.
I like.
It's a fail on my end all the ways.
I like Supernatural and anything it has to do with supernatural stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like Ancient Aliens or Ghost Adventures.
I love Ancient Aliens.
I know, right?
Such a good show. Okay. So she said that it was the Game Show Network.
Oh yeah, I did say Game Show Network.
Oh,
it's always on here.
It's always on. She didn't know.
Not since my dad.
I know. I did think about that after the fact because it's never the TV's just not on now.
Where's your dad?
He moved in with a new girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Yeah. Get on. That's great.
Yeah, he is right now. Shaking.
Heather, what is your favorite TV show, series, or short film? What did she say? What'd she think?
It's going to either be Trailer Park Boys or it's going to be 70s Show.
Ooh.
And now she knows those. Now that I've said those, she knows.
She thought Friends was up there.
It is. I would say that's third.
Okay.
All right.
It is third.
So you guys, nobody won that round then.
No.
Nobody.
That's a bad one.
Okay. That's okay. Well, it might be the question.
I mean,
now,
you know what the nice when we're together, you know what the only network we watch together is? It's either game show or cooking.
Cooking channel.
We watch the cooking channel together nonstop when we're together.
There we go. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Mm-hmm. So next question. Jacoby, what main activity / sport did you play or participate in high school?
I was a cheerleader.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Woo!
2, 4, 6,
guess what?
We appreciated you coming.
I fucking got that.
Yep. Heather got it. I know.
So, Heather, what'd you play?
Basketball.
Yep.
Woo!
All right.
You got that shit down.
Yeah. And
got a point.
That would be the one you cheerleaded for. Uh-huh.
No, I cheerleaded for football.
Okay, well, there would be no reason for basketball cheerleaders without basketball.
Okay, so this next question, Heather automatically wins because we actually did forget to go back and have you answer this question.
Yes!
What's your favorite podcast episode so far out of the 50 that you guys have done so
but
far?
I have to get it right.
I was going to say the wine walk.
Damn it!
Oh, okay.
Fail!
Yeah,
I said don't cuss.
Oh.
That was fucking hilarious.
Well, yep. Yeah, you did. Don't swear. Shit, the don't swear episode.
Cunt, all that, that shit.
That's
hilarious.
Her favorite episode, too. But well, she was thinking that maybe it was yours, episode. But she also thought you maybe were the most embarrassed about that episode.
Yeah, that one was bad.
Okay.
That
was
bad.
I loved
that.
So
nobody won that one.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so next question. This one, Megan, plug your ears. Maybe not. Favorite sex position? Jacoby, what is your favorite sex position? Thank you, Yvette.
I don't know.
Okay, I did say one.
Yeah.
And I had a reason for
it. You
guys
both said the same thing.
Oh!
Twinning! Like E.T. twinning right now.
Yay.
Okay.
You want to say it together then?
Say it together. One, two, three.
Missionary!
Least amount of work! Lay there and do nothing.
Okay, you guys both got a point. On that
hey,
one.
Not in our younger years. We weren't born in the younger years. Older years, fuck yeah. Boring.
Yeah. Okay.
Boring as hell.
All right, here we go. So, Jacoby, if you were a type of wine, what wine would you be?
I would be a Merlot.
That's fantastic. She got that right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we know each other. Heather, if you were a wine, what would you be?
Merlot.
Oh, my God. You're twins.
Yeah.
Jacoby and Heather both got a point. This is fantastic.
Ooh, Megan.
Well, Megan, you didn't bring a best friend to participate. So next time, girlfriend. Next time.
Megan,
this
maybe
was
you
supposed
can
to
maybe
be
participate
you and your
next
friend
time.
Against your mom and your other mom.
Sorry, my friend has a life.
Well, she needs to make podcasting just her priority.
Okay? I mean, yeah. Like seriously.
So, hey.
Yeah.
Hello, Sydney.
Sydney.
So Megan's saying rosé. Are you saying that's your favorite wine or your mom's favorite wine?
Heather's
favorite
Heather does
wine.
Like a rosé.
I do really
do
like
a good
rosé. I really do.
Do you like she the white girl rosé? I've heard about it.
She
know.
Likes a scent Merlot.
I like rose. A scent rosé.
Oh.
Which is based off of Merlot, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
It is. The scent one is.
I didn't know that.
Rosés are based off of a white and a red together. Most of the time, it's mostly a red.
I didn't know a Merlot, though. I thought it was something a little different.
I have two bottles up here because you keep bringing
it.
Because
I like rosé. I think it's good because it's a little
amazing?
Sweet. It's like a summertime drink.
Because I only have one at home.
Oh.
Left. And that scent is...
It's precious now.
It's like going extinct.
It's precious.
I know. We heard a rumor. But we
heard a rumor.
Wait, is that
okay.
Patron?
Next question.
No. That's Token. Okay.
So, Jacoby, your favorite swear word?
Huh?
Fuck.
Yeah! You guys are twinning again on this one. Okay, Heather, what's your favorite swear word?
Fuck!
Yeah! Okay.
Even though we don't really fuck too much.
Right!
Missionary.
No missionary fucking very often.
Okay. You guys answered like the identical things on several of these questions. Okay. Next question. Jacoby, what's your favorite sports team?
The Seahawks.
Yeah. Heather got that right. Heather, what's your favorite sports team?
Did I answer this?
Well, no, you answered she thought.
She's not going to know this.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Bulls.
Oh.
Chicago?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I didn't
dynasty.
Know that.
Dynasty. Remember the dynasty?
I mean, I was like, I have no idea because, you know, I've never heard you talk about it at all.
Because when I met Thor at 19, he doesn't watch sports. So my sports watching stopped at that point. But my favorite team heading in was the dynasty of the Bulls because it had the best team. We had Michael Jordan, but we had Scotty.
Yeah.
We also had Luke Longley. We also had...
Wasn't Larry Bird?
No, he was
the Lakers.
We had
Lakers.
Luke Longley, who that was the center. We also had Steve something coming off the bench as a sixth man. We had Dennis Rodman, my favorite NBA player in the whole wide world.
That's right.
See, I should have
you knew Dennis Rodman was my favorite player. You knew that, but he moved around. But my favorite time was when he was on there. And I'm forgetting Tony Kukoc. He was an amazing player from there too. So this team was phenomenal. They went about eight deep. They won six titles in a row, which is unheard of. And they were amazing. And this is through the 90s when I was playing basketball and into basketball. So they were my favorite.
And weren't they team. Like when they had their Olympic team, they had the majority of the players were from the Bulls.
Yes, from that dynasty, okay, from the 90s dynasty.
That was the first year they allowed professional players to go.
And they were
Olympics,
all, it was pretty much the whole starting team was from that team. Now, I did like the Jazz. I did like the combination of what was it, what was his name? So we had Ostertaga center, and then you had the little point guard that was out of Spokane with...
Oh!
Remember him?
Yes, yes.
Little white guy from Spokane, and
his
then...
has played for Gonzaga, who is my husband's very,
very... And then, was the big black guy that was amazing, that was a forward. Then two of them had this... like pick and roll that was amazing. They almost got the Bulls a couple times with this thing, because just the two of them were amazing. But an Ostertag was decent. But, you know.
But the Bulls.
Bulls are my favorite. I can back this shit up with my.
I did not know that.
We don't talk about sports much because I don't watch them anymore.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite. And I told Erin that she's not going to get this because we've never talked about this.
I knew
this.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Next
But I knew
question.
Yours.
Jacoby. Kind of look like Heather knows Jacoby a little bit more. We'll see. We'll tally it up then. And then here we go. Favorite fictional animal, Jacoby.
Unicorn.
Oh, that's cute.
She is correct.
So, Heather, favorite fictional animal.
Samsquatch.
Sasquatch.
That's
we
not fictional.
Mean.
Kobe? Yeah. It's fictional.
Okay, both wrong. Nobody gets any points. But very, very nice, you guys. Okay.
That's a real thing.
Do you prefer flowers or chocolate?
Chocolate!
Yeah. Heather knew. Okay, Heather. Favorite thing, flowers or chocolate?
Chocolate!
Yep, you guys both got that one.
Because the cats knock over the flowers!
And they eat them.
And they die. Heather said because the flowers die.
Yep, that's. I don't like flowers because they die.
Okay, Jacoby. Coffee... iced, hot, or neither?
Fuck.
Iced coffee.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Heather got that one. Okay, Heather, iced, hot, neither?
Never.
Never. You guys both got that right.
I was like, he hates coffee.
Yep, and I knew that too.
I have a picture that proves she hates the coffee.
But I know you like it hot sometimes.
In the winter when it's cold, I will, but we'll say drink
That's
iced.
What I was telling her. I was like, oh, I don't know. I think it's iced.
Well, this is pretty good. You guys are doing really well. I'm very impressed. Okay, here we go. Jacoby, favorite place to shop for clothes?
You got this, Kobe.
Fuck.
Laziest one.
Stitch Fix.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You were actually... Okay, I won't go there yet. Heather, favorite place to shop for clothes?
I'm going to say the same because it's my favorite place.
She almost said that. She was like, well, that's not really shopping.
Fine.
It's too easy.
I'm going to go with Maurice's then.
Oh!
She got it! She got it! Yes!
I'm like Maurice's, but online she just gets Stitch Fix.
That's exactly what she said. That's awesome. That is great. I love this. Okay. And next question, Jacoby. Favorite accessory to wear to go out?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Kobe. You What's wear so many accessories.
Accessory?
I had a hard time with that.
I know it's hard.
She's very good at accessorizing.
My favorite. It's hard. I'm going to say, I don't know, earring?
Oh, she got it. She got it.
Yes!
Heather, favorite accessory to go out in?
Mine's pretty easy. It's a necklace. I only have a necklace.
I would not say that, but okay.
Okay, what's my accessory then?
Your hat.
Your hat.
Oh my God, that's so true.
See?
Well, I don't think of that as accessory.
That's an accessory.
That's not an accessory that's always on me.
No, it's an accessory.
I don't think of that as an accessory that's part of my clothing,
No, that's
attire.
An accessory.
It's 90% of the time I have that on. Fine, you're correct. I would say you're correct on that because in my opinion, that's not an accessory because that's just part of my outfit.
No.
Accessory to me is like the purse, the boots, the earrings. The hat most has to happen. Most people
don't wear the hat.
But I do almost 100% of the time as a hat. Yeah. Yeah. I have to have it.
We have to give her the point because I based this question on you wearing hats all the time. Well, so
I wasn't thinking the hat as an accessory. That's part of the whole... I get that. That's like that's a necessity outfit part for me. But
part of your skin.
She's 100% right. If we're calling the hat the accessory, the hat is the accessory.
Okay, good. You guys both got that one. So that's fantastic.
Next one would be necklaces, though.
Okay.
Matching necklaces.
That doesn't happen often, but I don't ever do earrings.
I know you don't do earrings or bracelets.
That's good, though. No. I'm really, really impressed that Heather, you got that her earrings are her. That's good.
Well, it's either earrings or necklace, but she does earrings almost daily.
Yeah, I do.
Necklace, not every single day.
Okay, so Jacoby, you prefer to travel by plane, train, or automobile?
I'm gonna have to go with automobile.
Fuck.
Okay.
I said plane.
She said plane, but you originally talked about automobile, but you said plane.
The reason I said plane, I'm gonna back my question up, my answer up here. Because I said plane because Kobe complains so hard about how long it takes us to get to places and when we're in the car. And she loves the fact that when we go by plane, we're boom and done. We're done in like 2 or 3 hours and we're there.
Yeah, but I hate airports and it gives me a lot of anxiety. And
I know this. And always sucks.
You can't take all your stuff with you when you go on a plane. Like if you're in your own car, you can pack it full of shit.
Yes.
That you always have with you. I can't take my gun on a plane.
I can you take have to wait your bag. I get this.
And it's now, a lot of extra work to take your gun on a plane. My answer is going to
be car as well because it's what I travel most of the time.
I think that's what I said.
Jacoby got that point then.
I would assume so.
By car or automobile.
The plane drives me insane, but I do like the aspect of getting...
Last time we drove on a plane together, you fucking freaked the fuck out.
On the last plane ride, I was fine for the first three. It was the last one that was turbulence and horrible. Last one
where we had to try to land three times because the turbulence and you were freaking the fuck out.
I mean, I was only the first one off the plane.
You freaking... But you like rampaged the door and like, or like get me off.
I almost punched out the flight attendant. Because I wanted her to move out of my fucking way to get it so I can get off the plane.
I was like, oh shit, Heather needs to get off the plane. Like right now. Like right this second. And then
I swear to God, I don't think I kissed the ground, but I wanted to.
You're so happy to be off that plane.
Okay, so I kind of feel bad. The next question might be a little confusing.
Okay.
So, but not really. Because I was, for some reason, thinking of stones, birth stones.
One
of the questions, but really, okay, that's not it. So here we go. Here's the question.
The zodiac sign.
Yes, that's why I was getting confused when we were talking about the months, but anyway.
Kobe, I don't know your zodiac sign.
But Jacoby, what's your zodiac sign?
A Scorpio.
You know, that's the only other one other than the Aries and Cancer I know is Scorpion. I almost said it because that's the only one I know. I don't know any other one. I know a Leo, a Scorpion,
and then
Aries and Cancer.
What's your zodiac sign?
I am a Cancer.
Cancer. She got that right. Yep.
So, yeah. Okay. I mean, I know what your birthday is.
I know when yours is, but I don't know this damn
But, like, who knows that kind of shit?
I know. Yeah.
Well, I don't really.
Anyway, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I don't like my sign. One, I'm a deadly disease, or I'm a little...
Heather, you need to up your game. Jacoby is getting the points like crazy. Okay. We have got literally... four questions. We got four questions left. Here we go. Jacoby, what was your first boyfriend's name?
Don't know.
John.
Damn it!
John, she was wrong. Heather, first boyfriend's name?
JD.
Oh, she said Kyle. I said Kyle. Okay, nobody won that one. That was just a pure guess.
I know, I have no idea. Kyle.
I said, no. You know what I said for you?
What?
Cody.
Yep. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. See, we don't really talk about boys too much.
You don't.
Yeah, no.
They're not important.
No. All right, Jacoby, what's your bra size?
38B.
Oh.
Fuck.
Close.
I said 36C. That's what I said for you. I'm a 38C.
That means she's like saying you're skinier with bigger boobs.
Did I get it right?
Heather, what's your bra size?
38C.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Jacoby's right.
Fuck, Kobe. Damn it all to hell.
Oh, shit.
I don't do good with losing.
I know. You hate it.
Okay, so here we go. Two more questions.
Damn it, Jacoby, all. I don't think it even matters at this
Jacoby,
point. I'm lost.
What model of car do you drive?
I drive a Lincoln MKS.
Lincoln. She got it. And then, I guess make. I meant what make is it? You don't have to tell me what model, but make. So you got it. You guys got it.
Okay.
So, Heather, what make of car do you drive?
A Honda CR-V.
She got it. She even said the CR-V.
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
I just call hers the Lincoln. She drives the Lincoln.
Okay. The Lincoln.
Last question. Here we go.
For Kobe, Kobe just already won.
Kobe, what is your most embarrassing moment?
I really don't know this.
Shit, there's
she guessed.
So,
she guessed a good one.
I did guess a good one.
There's so many.
No. Okay. Mine's very vague and a lot of different areas.
Any public speaking?
Yes! She got it. She got that.
Yes. Now, Kobe, you have heard my most embarrassing story.
I couldn't think of one. I couldn't.
You're gonna kick yourself when I say it.
Shit. What is it?
I was in eighth grade, and the Halloween party that my parents made me, that I invited the whole school to, my parents found out because I wasn't supposed to let them know about it because it was supposed to be behind their backs.
Yeah.
They found out about it, and my dad did an assembly for the whole middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and made me go in front of the whole school and explain how I falsified this party, how there is no party because I got in trouble, and that there won't be a party to attend to, and I would be refunding everybody's $2 that I charged them.
Okay, I don't remember this at all.
We were drunk.
Okay. I don't remember this at all.
It was the most embarrassing moment of my life, and I can't tell you there's been another embarrassing moment since because I don't embarrass very well.
Well, that's what I said. I said Heather doesn't get embarrassed, so that's a really hard question.
She said porta potty incident.
There was
then you said your grandma had to keep trying to wash the shit out of her hair.
She did the porta potty. I was only 8 when that happened.
But I'm like, that was kind of, but you don't get embarrassed. So it's like really hard to come up with something.
I don't,
something.
You know why I don't embarrass is because my parents used embarrassment as my punishment.
And once so you just got you used have, to it.
Yeah, I wasn't grounded, Aaron. What? I was never grounded. I was never had things taken away because they did that early on and didn't work with me, they said. So then they had to go to the embarrassment factor. So they had to try to find the most things that would embarrass me. So that would be my punishment, like me having to make an announcement. Like my dad called a whole assembly for me to explain to everybody, "Hi, I'm Heather Nelson, and I invited all of you to a Halloween party at the 10 Mile Grange on the Hanneken Road and charged you all $2 so I could pay for it. There is no party because I got caught, and my parents have canceled it, so I am refunding all your money to you, and I'm sorry."
Yeah, so you got acclimated to embarrassment.
I did very early on.
So,
and so because of this, I don't embarrass now.
I know.
At all. I can do
no
whatever.
Way to come up with an embarrassing moment because there isn't one.
Not in my adult life.
Yeah.
The last one is literally from my middle school years. There isn't even one from high school. There's no embarrassment factor.
You're
here.
Like, it doesn't get worse than that.
It is nice. You know, my parents did that right for me.
Yeah, they did.
And then my dad will say he actually did wrong by that because he feels like there should be some humility in my life at points, but there isn't.
There's none. I don't give a shit about anything.
Don't care.
Okay, I'm tallying up the points.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fat fucking loser. We don't need to tally it up.
Tallying up the points. If Heather doesn't win, she's going to blow a fucking
Megan,
fuse.
You better start petting me now because I am going to lose.
Heather hates to lose.
Yeah, lose.
It's her worst fucking nightmare.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my gosh, you want a brownie?
What?
Guys, totally tied.
Oh, yeah!
I've got 13 points.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
No way! Oh my god. You both got 13 points. You both exactly tied.
Tara.
That's awesome.
If you're listening to this, that means okay. There's two prizes.
Two
oh my god. Tara, we need two prizes.
Unless we're going to do a tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker.
Is there a tiebreaker?
Yes, I have an extra question for a tiebreaker.
Oh shit.
We have to be no cheating on my part.
Okay.
Don't right. cheat.
I won't cheat. I'll be honest.
Okay.
Okay. This one's kind of like, I don't know if I want to end it on this one, but I have to because that's my only other question is, Jacoby, what makes you cry?
Oh, fuck. Lots of things make me cry.
I just, I didn't ask you guys these questions because I didn't know there'd be a final question. So you have to be honest with what your answer would be.
Oh shit!
What makes you cry?
What makes you cry?
So wait, how am I gonna know who wins what? Because I didn't ask.
I know
the question.
What makes you cry.
What she thinks first, and then mom will say.
Okay. So Heather, what makes Jacoby cry? The number one thing.
Really, really fucking touching stuff. She doesn't really cry massively on sad stuff. She just gets pissed. So, but if it's a really happy, happy moment, she's going to cry about that.
Oh, so happiness cry.
A happy cry.
I mean, she's more of a pissed off. She doesn't piss off cry. She's or a sad cry. She just gets pissed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you agree? Do you think she nailed it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Aww. I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because I've been around you with some really serious, really sad shit.
Yeah.
And you don't cry.
I don't cry.
But I've been around you for really happy stuff. And
but
there'll
I'll
be
watch
some little.
Some sappy commercial ass.
Yes, I was going to actually say a sappy ass commercial. And there'll be tears going
commercial.
Down. Yeah.
And I'll cry about it.
Aww.
And you go ahead with yours. Because unfortunately, you're gonna have to come up with another question. Because I'm exactly the same.
You don't cry hardly ever.
No,
but I know one thing that does make you cry. But I don't know if you want to talk about it right now.
Does it deal with an individual?
Yep.
Okay, that's probably right. Let's go to another question. Okay, this is a funnier question.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask this, Heather. Which one of Jacoby's boobs are bigger, her left or her right?
Oh, I don't know this. I don't touch them enough for that.
Wait, did Yvette ask this question?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Well, she's right-handed. I'm going to go with the right boob.
Let me think.
Because we all know there's bigger boob.
All right, I have to look.
There's a bigger boob. It's weird. We're not symmetrical, everybody.
Left one is bigger.
The left one's bigger. Okay, Heather did not.
I've been looking at him. Okay. I think I have an answer.
Okay.
What?
Jacoby. What? No. What? You have to answer what?
The left one. No, wait.
On me.
Wait.
On her.
On me.
She guessed your right boob was bigger.
So which I was wrong.
Right one's bigger.
Correct.
Oh, Jacoby.
Do you know why?
Wins.
I just looked. I mean.
Do you know why?
Why?
Jacoby looked.
Because I'm right-handed, so there's more muscle on the right side, so the left one's more fatty and it's bigger, but you're ambidextrous.
I am ambidextrous.
And you use your left hand for everything, so your right one's bigger.
I do.
Woo!
Yeah. I do.
Did you just hear that, everybody?
Do you feel that science?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, some good science. I went for right because you're right-handed. I didn't even think about the muscle.
Man.
Woo!
Tara, you owe Kobe a prize. Tara, you owe me a consolation prize because I'm a fucking sore loser.
Tara, I want a prize.
Okay, we'll let Tara know tomorrow she owes Jacoby a prize.
Yes.
When Aaron asked that last question to Heather, Jacoby's head whipped around so fast. You look like you've told her this a million times.
What?
She looked like after she asked the question, she was like, which boob is bigger? You were like, yeah, which is bigger?
Like, come on, Heather, you know this shit. Which one of my boobs
is
bigger?
Come on, which one is bigger?
Well, when Yvette was telling me this question, there was a couple other girls in the break room and we were talking about it. Literally, everybody looked at their tits at the same time. Everybody's like, really? What? What's that bigger? She's like, look. And all of us in the break room were like looking down our shirts. We were like, hope the doctors
I've
don't
I've actually
walk by.
Never, I've never looked at my boobs like that until today. I didn't realize there was one bigger than the other, but it is bigger.
Yeah.
That right one's bigger.
Yeah.
That's I could see it when I was looking down there.
That's why.
I sometimes have to tuck the right one in and then fluff the left one in
the bra. Yeah,
I've
done
like you do a little tuck up, like a tuck down and a tuck up.
I always pull towards the middle and up.
Yes. That's yep.
I mean, pull.
When I push down
to
the center.
Look how
to the center.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God! Look at that.
Yeah, they're both.
That's because they're C cups.
And she's had no children to breastfeed off of.
So they're just perky there.
As a 20-year-old. They're just still perky.
Anywho, thank you so much for playing. Friend off on the 50th.
Yes. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron,
for making Kobe the fucking winner.
Oh my God!
At one point though, that was pretty.
You guys,
that was
pretty.
Woo!
I just want you to know that Heather always wins everything. And I do. I'm going to like rub this in for the rest of eternity.
Hey, wait, I helped you out on a couple of those questions.
And I love you. I'm not going to let it die.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The next drawing, I'll throw that in your face so bad that I win it all.
Oh my gosh.
How are we doing on time,
babe? So we're good. So thank you, everyone.
Aaron, thanks for doing all this effort.
That was a lot of work. Thank you.
You did the questions. You came to hang with us. You asked us if you were a fair judge. Although, Aaron, I'm supposed to win.
I know, but I was so...
You're being very fair, though.
I know, yeah.
She was being very fair.
Patron, don't lick her right now.
Oh, honey.
I mean, it's been a while since they cleaned the cat box.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So we're good. Okay.
Yeah, it's been about 2 hours since he cleaned the damn cat box.
Had some kitty roca and then he licked your face.
Did you have any other news today? Or is that
Is there
it?
Fucked up the news or anything?
Is there, do you want me to find a fucked up news?
I mean, really we always quick? Want like, fucked up news.
We always like the fucked up news and it is the
That sounds like Megan episode. Might have some fucked up news and...
Megan, is there high school drama?
There's always high school drama.
Oh, that's for later time. Okay.
She does have a homecoming coming
That means the principal's involved.
You have to get close to the microphone, sweetheart, because we can't hear you.
Oh, we've got some secret information we can't
So there's friends that listen to the podcast, so she can't say anything on here right now.
Oh, I see.
We get to know the goods after the podcast.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's right.
Okay, I'm looking up weird news, and just I'll find something for you guys if anybody wants.
But I do recommend this game to everyone and anyone. My husband helped me with some of these questions last night, and I learned that I didn't know a lot of things about my husband that I thought I did.
So which one of his boobs is bigger?
he didn't know that question because that was an Yvette question.
So what was one of the questions that he had that you asked that you didn't know about him?
Well, the question that we talked about was the animal, the fictional animal.
Yes.
And his answer, which I thought would have been the Sasquatch, but his answer is, what's the whale with the horn?
That's a narwhal.
The narwhal. He was.
But that's not
a
fictional character.
Oh, is it real?
Oh, God, yeah, that's real. Sasquatch. That's up in Alaska.
A Sasquatch isn't fictional either.
Kobe, okay. It's not. It's just some hairy man. If you watch the frickin'
There's real
Trailer
Sasquatches.
Park Boys, you would actually see the real Sasquatch. That's a man, the hairy man.
All right, are you ready for this shit right here?
Yeah. We are. We're ready.
San Jose, California.
Got it.
Megan and I were just there. Brian Gundy, this man who breeds and sells reptiles through his business called For Goodness Snakes.
Okay.
Heather doesn't like snakes.
I don't mind snakes. I don't like people breeding things, though.
So he was giving a presentation at Martin Luther King Library in downtown San Jose.
Don't tell me. He got eaten by a snake.
He left all his gear in a parking garage to go get his car.
Oh,
he was done.
Is the gear including live snakes?
When he returned, someone had stolen his duffel bag. Inside the duffel bag were three pythons and a lizard.
And someone just stole these poor little pythons and lizards.
Somebody stole the snakes.
They probably thought it was money.
They took the duffel bag because they thought it was probably full of something valuable, and there were snakes
and they opened
lizard
that up
in
surprise.
There.
Are the pythons aren't not poisonous usually, are they?
He did find two of the snakes later in a dumpster, but he's worried about
what happened.
Were
they alive?
Yeah, they're fine. But then they're still missing
the lizard and
the
other python.
And the other snake. So he filed a police report in hopes that, because there was surveillance in the garage where he parked his car, hoping that someone would find his little snake. I'm just going to do this. Poor little snake.
See, this upsets me because I just want the animals to be okay. I don't want anybody to not be okay because of some idiot that took a bag thinking they were of money and then it's amazing, precious animals inside.
His business is called For Goodness Snakes.
These brownies are delicious.
That's just so freaking that's amazing.
Warm.
That is so super
really
chewy
hot.
And amazing.
Oh
and
my gosh.
I love that I can eat it.
All right.
Thank you, Megan.
Okay. Oh my God, that's good. All right, I'm good.
So good.
You're hired.
Oh my gosh, Megan.
That's Megan amazing. For catering.
I only know how to make brownies.
She makes the best brownies.
Wait,
ever.
Asian noodles.
Yeah, she also makes noodles. All right, that was it for my fucked up news. There you go.
Well, so you're gonna leave us hanging, and we have no idea if they find the other lizard and the snake. I have no idea what
happened to the snakes because it doesn't say in the article. So I'm sorry.
Okay, may I finish the story then?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. The snake, the python. Wait, Megan, is python's bite or squeeze?
Squeeze.
Okay, the python that was left decided to squeeze the shit out of the person that stole him.
Yeah.
And he killed him. And the lizard decided to morph like 10 sizes bigger and it ate him.
So he's like a Godzilla now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happened.
Sweet, that's what happened. Thank you everybody for tuning in to
number
this 50th episode of Jether's Random Stuff. Please give us 5 stars on iTunes. We would super, super appreciate it. Drop us a line. In the next coming weeks, we are going to do a winter bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do have a list of stuff from Robin for the winter bucket list, and we need to get going on that. I think it's going to be a fall / winter.
We should do sledding.
That's going to be on the list.
Sledding will be there.
Sledding, build snowman, pumpkin. We did the pumpkin run sort of already.
We mean we did not do it. We failed at the pumpkin run.
We sort of did it, Heather. Sort of.
Listen, Heather. Kind of did it. Your friendship's so sweet. I love it.
We did attempt it really
we
hard.
We attempted. So, anywho, anybody has any other suggestions for a fall / winter bucket list, let us know. And we're going to get right on that shit.
Water challenge, water bucket thing again.
Water bucket?
That will never happen again.
Ice bucket. That's what I was thinking of.
Water.
No.
Ice bucket. Water bucket. That'll never
I am happen. Sure Kobe and Megan would love to do the ice water bucket challenge. No. And I'll be the one that pours it on them.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get a tripod to hold the phone.
Yeah.
So the phone.
Well, now I know that my phone is waterproof, apparently. Yes. I didn't know that.
She's so trying to get me to do that bucket challenge again.
I know. I'm like, go do it again. And she's like, fuck you. And she walked off. So
Megan actually said, fuck you too.
Yeah. She's
pretty
like,
much.
No. She wanted to go play the game. She didn't care.
We went and played games and ate ice cream and shopped.
Can
that's
you
what
guys
we did.
Go to the Wolf Lodge again? Can I go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Wolf yeah.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge.
You want to do the scrapbook thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sweet.
Yeah.
We'll every September.
Well, yeah, like, next September. We don't think we're actually going to stay at the lodge this time, but we're going to stay at a hotel really close and just scrapbook.
Yeah.
But we'll be at the lodge a lot.
But it sounds like fun, the indoor water park.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're not staying there, you can't go in to the water park.
You can buy a day pass to it.
You can
it.
Buy a day pass, but
Now, you and Kobe could go do the water park
together. Heather's not
going to
go in the water park.
And I will not do the water park.
Hey, the hot tub will probably be open though, so we could do that. Yeah?
Maybe.
Love you.
Okay, love you.
Okay, wait. I'll just do something fun that everybody's into at a different trip thing-ish thing.
We'll plan something.
Yeah.
We're gonna plan it out.
You should do a girl's trip with us.
My friend.
We're gonna be.
There's no forcing. We're already friends.
Like a con. We're gonna do the condo thing.
Spit on you.
Yeah, we should do that.
Condo. Aunt Kathy's all for it. So
let's do it. Aunt Kathy would love Erin.
Yeah.
She'd become another niece.
Aunt Kathy's awesome. Mm-hmm.
She's like just as crazy as us. She just looks like she should be more mature than us and not be as crazy as us, but she can go ride right with us.
She's just,
she's not. She's just able to put the mature face on when we need it in public places and act like she's the one like being all.
People think that we're like, responsible.
Like she's the responsible one of us. She not. She's good at pretending though out in public. Yeah. We love you, Aunt Kathy.
Auntie Coffee. All right.
Auntie Coffee.
Okay, bye.
Signing off. Everybody have a good weekend.
Happy 50th.
50.
Bye, bitches.
Peace.